This last Thursday, as I always do, I began to write a sermon that was filled with light and love, thinking that I would give us all a break during this holiday week to think about something other than the reality of what the world has been and is becoming. I'm just so disappointed. As much as I want to feel a sense of light and love in my heart, it kind of feels a little heavy. Heavy with the full understanding that this world is filled with people who are not compassionate, who are not generous, who do not believe that loving kindness is a virtue worth investing in. The moneymakers, the movers and shakers are not revered or perked for being good people. Those in boardrooms and corporations around this world laugh at us because they believe we are gullible. They believe that we are easily manipulated. And I'm worried that they may in fact be right. These folks talk out of both sides of their mouths, being chameleons for advancement and profit. They believe that they are owed privilege because of the color of their skin, the affluence of their birth, or their gender, and they could care less about anything but their own nest and comfort. In private, the haves support politics that will increase their bottom line at any cost, as long as it does not impact them negatively, while those on the bottom rungs of the ladder, the have-nots, understand the importance of community, generosity, and loving their neighbor. Generosity, at its most basic level, is about splitting that last piece of bread so another has food. During these holidays that I love so dearly, what is most important is not buying stuff or feeling better because we offer charity to those who have not, those that we will never meet and really never get to know. These holidays have historically been about survival in desolate times of famine and darkness. They're about the birth of the Prince of Peace who gave hope to an oppressed people. These holidays are about generosity of spirit, thinking about the other, and in my humble opinion, that is what the magic of the season is really all about. The holidays are not about nice clothing and fancy parties or the latest and greatest gift. The magic of this holiday is about taking stock of what we have and sharing. Generosity is about giving from the heart until one really feels the consequences. Right here is where I decided to delete a huge chunk of a rant on Friday, where I went off about the manipulation of the masses by marketeers for greed. I finished the rant explaining, in good conscience, I cannot rest. I cannot give you a light and loving sermon this morning because tomorrow the Electoral College will vote. Apparently the only vote that really counts in this corrupt, greed-filled, misogynistic republic. That kind of felt good to say out loud. As we enter the week before Christmas, clearly I am of two minds. One part of me worries for our planet, her inhabitants, and our children. I worry beyond my own people, and I worry about all of the inhabitants of this planet, many of whom are manipulated, used, and killed in the name of purity of politics. I believe that the keys of our kingdom are going to be passed to someone who believes that he is so smart, he doesn't need intelligence briefings. Yeah. The other part of me wants to turn on some holiday music and the white lights on my fully fluffed blue spruce tree, hang ornaments, bake cookies, and write holiday cards, insulating myself from the cold and reality. How can I balance all of what I, maybe me or we, are feeling? This weekend, knowing that I was struggling mightily with this sermon, members of the staff reached out to me in different ways. On Saturday, when I was not sure in which direction to really turn, texts and calls came in from Deborah and Fran telling me that I am loved and appreciated. They asked me if I were okay. And we talked, and they shared their own thoughts about the magic of the season. I'm constantly, constantly amazed at your deep care and thoughtfulness. After completing these calls and really knowing I should go in and write my sermon, I turned instead and went outside and shoveled the beautiful light snow. It took the fresh air into my lungs and imagined the many who have come before me that have done this same thing. Move snow from here to there and here to there on this land. I imagine snowfall and horse-drawn sleighs carrying people out on their journeys. The fires, the food, the love. Maybe those were simpler times before the internet and Facebook and Twitter. I finally came back inside to consider the holidays, sans the consumerism and cynicism. I turned on some twinkling lights as the snow continued to slowly fall and some holiday music. In effect, I cleared away the dross and was ready to be present to the magic, wherever it may be. And like the Grinch, my heart started to swell, and no, it wasn't the strain from shoveling. Something within me slowly started to defrost and come alive. Maybe it is something in my DNA that delights in preparing for this time of year when the days are ridiculously short and I run home to cozy in and sit by a fire. There's no doubt in my mind that there is magic that is contained within this season. Maybe it is all of the memories that get triggered when I pull out those old boxes filled with ornaments that have been carefully handled and protected throughout the years. Magic in the memories, even though sometimes those memories can cause an ache of loss, remembered. There's something special in those mental images of moments shared. Maybe the magic lives within the darkness and it's the smells and the hopes of the season. Maybe the magic exists in the mythology of Father Time, traveling across the sky, old Saint Nick or Santa Claus, bringing joy to all the little girls and boys across this planet. Maybe the magic of the season is brought to life in the music. And as I prepare to write that sermon, my heart grows as I'm touched by old favorites such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sung by Burl Ives, White Christmas, sung by Bing Crosby, and my very, very favorite, Winter Wonderland, sung by Frank Sinatra. The words inspire and they uplift. They feed some part of me with a sense of joy, a sense of hope. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lane? So is glistening a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the new bird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in. Snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? I'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in. That is my favorite verse for sure. as we commit to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Do we dare to believe it? There's something magical about a lightly falling snow as we move closer to Yule and Christmas. I love the celebration of Yule with the greens and the Yule log and drumming and costumes, rituals and feasting. Yesterday's snow caused our Yule to be postponed at First Parish, or maybe canceled, I'm not quite sure yet. But I burned a Yule log at home last night, which is meant to burn throughout the evening to bring hope and chase away the fears that the dark and cold weather bring. The remnants of the log, the ashes and spent wax from the candles are tied up in a cloth for the entire year as a charm for protection and fertility and strength and health. The magic of the season sparkles in the background of our lives as we prepare to be with loved ones and share generously with one another. Or maybe the magic is always here, but we can only see it during those darker times when we need the hope brought to bear by a newborn babe. This year I'm trying to be festive, I really am, and I am searching for the magic wherever I might find it, and then I feel those pangs of anxiety creep back in. I worry about what we will see in the coming year, and I'm not sure that I will be able to put it aside for the holidays. And then my mind turns to the music that is playing in the background because I had to get in the mood. So I played a soundtrack, just let it run. And as I write these words of anxiety, the music shifts. And I wonder if it's trying to tell me something. Have yourself a merry Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Gather near to us once more. Through the years we'll all be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. That is the one carol that always gets me, reminding us that this life is tenuous and important. It's a great message that seems so simple, right? Have a merry little Christmas now. Stop the fussing. Stop the fighting. Have a merry little Christmas. I remember as a child, it was mostly simpler. We waited with anticipation for the holidays to descend, the true meaning of Advent, expectant childhood waiting. We endeavored to be good because Santa Claus was coming to town, and we reveled in the goings-on, learning the traditions that held the most meaning for our families. For me as an adult, life is a bit more complicated, as I'm not so insulated from the reality of this world. But when we think about the magic of the season, it resides in things like water turning to ice that we then can skate on. It exists in the blanket of snow that protects our planet from the cold. It exists in the smell of baking cookies and sharing important sentiments in intimate ways. It exists in our generosity to one another, our care and love to even the stranger in the line who we pass forward in front of us. Or maybe it exists when a person in front of us at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or the Honeydew Donut, whatever, is in front of us and they turn around and buy us hot chocolate. And then I turn around and I buy someone behind me what they're getting. And it continues on and on. Sharing is extra special when it's not expected. It is a true gift of love. It's meaningful and magical. It is up to us to give from our hearts to our loved ones and to strangers alike. Maybe the magic exists in our perseverance to be the person who is in tune with our surroundings and the needs of those around us, even those we don't know. We can see it. We heard it in Joys and Concerns when you talked about people just being so frustrated and singing Jingle Bells. We defrost one another's hardened hearts when we do such things. We bring and share love in whatever way is needed and when it's needed. I know that this world, the politics, the consumerism, the greed, the cynicism, is hard to take at times. It makes us behave in unsympathetic ways, but ultimately it is our choice when we let the worries, anxiety, and fear go to instead open ourselves up to the magic that exists all around us. Maybe that is the holiday miracle par excellence, that we can still, after all is said and done, hold the hope between us that care and love brings.